holding Sim Chin Sad and Gimel. Sif Gimel.
So tomorrow there's no Shira.
Tomorrow.
What about Thursday?
Thursday there is.
There is. What time?
Let's say 7:30.
7:30, 7:25.
Yeah, 7:25. Okay. Sim Chin Sad Gimel, Sif Gimel. Erev Lishnai, so they one shliach went and put out. He was asked to do an erev for two different groups, and he made two different eruvin. The echad miboydoyim, the nechal ho erev ben hashmashes. He made the erev before sunset. Let's say one of the shmashes means as soon as the sun sets, like the Raz shita, and continues down afterwards for a period of time. So he put down the erev. Definitely before the sunset, but during Ben Shmoses, some point during Ben Shmoses, the Erev was consumed. So the time Ben Shmoses was completed, the Erev was gone. Well, the Echad Erev Ben Shmoses, and the second one, he put down the Erev Ben Shmoses, only put down Ben Shmoses. With the Loch Hashneim, Kano Erev. Both of them, it works. Why? We say, listen, Mibayoma was there. Beginning of Ben Shmoshes, it was there. So that's considered some. Ben Shmoshes is a Suffolk Lila. So for the Din Rabbonon of Erev, we'll say, you know what? It's considered Lila came already. So Lila came already, it's the Erev was Kyle. And now later on, it was eaten. You're allowed to eat it out later on after night, after quote unquote nightfall. So the guy with this thing will consider it night. Well, it was night, then the second guy's Erev was put down too late. No. For him, we count that as day. So we'll look at it's two different Maisim. And so for A, it works because we count it as Laila. And for B, it works because we count it as Yom. But a different scenario where he put down an Erev for, let's say, himself or one person, he put it down Ben Shmoshes. And then later on, Ben Shmoshes, it was eaten. So we say, well, let's say this. Maybe Ben Shmoshes, when he put it down, that part of Ben Shmoshes was still day. And by the time it was eaten already, it was nighttime. So, no, that far, also, that we're not going to do. We're not going to go that far. Yud Gimel. Erev L'Shnayim. Hainu Sheshnayim Osuhu Shliach L'Orev Bishvimam. So two people made him a Shliach to put down this Erev. And for one, we put down Ben Shmoshes, and then it was eaten before Ben Shmoshes. It was eaten Ben Shmoshes. So on a Cheshem Aser Laila, the Kvar Kala Erev. So we say, well, if it was Laila, the Erev is already effective. And then once it's eaten after it's already effective, which is fine. The second one, Cheshem Aser Yom, Miniach Bezman, he put it down in a proper time when it's still daytime. So what's the Chiddush over here? So we look at it's two separate. You know, A, the Chiddush over here is with Safik. And we're makel for him this way and him that way. But the added Kiddush was done by one person. So maybe we should say, since one person did it, as opposed to Reuven doing his Maisa and Shimon doing his Maisa, Levi did one Maisa for Reuven and Shimon. And we're saying that one Maisa that he did will count it like this or like that. So that's the Kiddush. Ravsha Ish Hazen Nasa Shliach Ba'at Shneim V'Soysim Elo Le'elo. So you say, Levi, what did you do? He said, well, you know, I did this for him and that for him. No, you did the same Maisa for both. Well, no. We'll count it separately. Since it's a drabanan, kalina lekula lechol echad veechad mishum the sveik of drabanan lekula. So we can be make all self a drabanan, and we do each one independently. Tezayin avlim erev. If one person put it down ben shmoshes, then later ben shmoshes it was eaten. The kuli halo mekilinon. That far we're not going to go. The chalak hazman ben shmoshes gufa leishach. We'll say that for one person himself, we'll count ben shmoshes as A yom and B laila. Then linyan hanlocha we count it l'shavik yom. Linyan achila l'shavik laila. We'll count it as night. That far we're not going to go. We're not going to go this, you know, half and half for him. Now there is an interesting question. Which the Bir Locha raises when the Gemara Shabbos at the end of Bama Malikin, some more of the goes through the sugya of Ben Shmoshes. That's when the commission mentions Ben Shmoshes. You're allowed to do certain things, Rabbanon, etc. So there, the more goes through the sugya. It's the main place in Shabbos where it goes through the sugya of Ben Shmoshes What's the definition? The Moravah brings Machlokes to Noyim, to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Benishmosha starts immediately as Shkia and continues for Machlokes and the Moravah, 2/3 of a mil or 3/4 of a mil. Okay? Then Rabbi Yosef says that Benishmosha says Keherifayin. And the Moravah clarifies that Rabbi Yosef's sheet of Keherifayin is immediately after Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Okay? So let's say, for argument's sake, Shkia means sunset, with the Machlokes, the Ga'inim and the Reinal Tam. But let's say we'll work with sunset. So sunset is at 6:30. 3/4 of a mil is we'll say, for argument's sake, is 13.5 minutes. That's what how the Gemara calculates it. A mil is 18 minutes. 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes. So 6:30, 6:43 and a half is the end of Mishmosh according to Rabbi Yehuda.
And then
it's Laila Gomer according to
Rabbi Yehuda. But it's not Seizek Chavim yet.
That's what says a kachava. In other words, and Rabbi Yosef says at that moment of 6:43 and a half, Benish Moshe's lasts for one rega. It happens. It's one rega, and that's it. Till then, it's vada yom according to Rabbi Yosef. It's not laila b'chalal, even though the sun is set according to Rabbi Yosef. For those 13, whatever the zman of Benish Moshe is, 13.5 minutes, it's vada yom. Rabbi Yehuda's Benish Moshe is vada yom according to Rabbi Yosef. Now there's a rega, and that rega is Benish Moshe. Then it's Vare Laila. Now in Eretz Yisrael it gets darker much quickly. So this is talking about in Eretz Yisrael Pesach time or Sukkot time, which the astronomy works, actually the time of the year where it gets darkest the quickest is springtime. It's not winter, it's not summer. Which we would thought, like, well, winter, you know, it's actually it's springtime. The rays of the earth visibly the sun. So, certainly not the stars are out. You know, we live in a world where we have light pollution. Imagine we lived in a world where there's no light pollution, and immediately after the sun goes down, there's stars out. And almost immediately, the very bright stars are out almost immediately, within a few minutes. So, that's called Seis Kachavim Gedolim. Then there's something called Seis Kachavim Benanim, Seis Kachavim Ketanim. So, Seis Kachavim Benanim already are out by that period of time. That's called Laila L'Gavi Shabbos. Now, so you have an interesting question. So if you put it down during, so we should argue the following: if it was put down during the Benish Moshes of Rabbi Yehuda, and it was eaten during the Benish Moshes of Rabbi Yosi, so Karl Rabbi Yehuda is Vada Laila. Karl Rabbi Yosi was Vada Yom. So can we say, so what do we say? So Rabbi Yehuda said, listen, according to me, you put it down Benish Moshes, but it was Nathal Belaila, because I hold at 6:43 and a half, it's Vada Laila. So it was eaten at 6:43 and 35 seconds. Good. You put it down at 6:43. So that's far, I'll call that yom. I'm going to call this Vada Laila. Okay. According to Rabbi Yosi, it was put down at 6:40. That's about Mamash Vada Yom. Right. And it was eaten Benish Moshes, which is Sufik and Sufik Laila, which were made to call a Laila. So that would work. So that's the case that the Bir Halacha discusses. In Halacha, when you learn the sugyas back in Reis Samach Aleph, etc., it comes up, do we count this as a Sveik Sveika? In other words, let's argue a Sveik Sveika. First, according to Yehuda, maybe it's Yom. Yeah, maybe the Loch is like Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's Mamash Yom. And even the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, Benish Moshes is a Sufik Yom. So you have a Sveik Sveika to call it, it's not just Amas Sufik, it's Mamash, it's a Sveik Sveika, which is much more kuladik in a Loch. Because it's not Kapaskin than a Loch, whether we hold like Rabbi Yosi or like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay,
but we don't want to leave it those times. But we don't like about 42 minutes.
Because what we do is like this: the Gro and the Baal HaTanya both say like this. Obviously, the definition of Seitzik Kachavim is a certain level of darkness, which allows the stars to be visible. So let's go to Eretz Yisrael. The place where the Gemara talks about it, the Gemara in Shabbos is not clear when it is, but there's a parallel Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim. But then the more clearly it's talking about Pesach time. So it's Pesach time, go to Eretz Yisrael, see how many stars are outside after 13 and a half minutes. Okay, see how dark it is.
Mm.
Right? So how do you see how dark it is? Well, nowadays what we can do is we can sort of figure it out based on the degrees below the horizon. Because that's, you know, the more degrees below that, the darker it is. Okay, now that I figure that out, let's go any latitude that I want, any time of the year, and say, well, how many minutes will it take to get to that many degrees below the horizon? The further north you go in the summer, the longer it's going to take for that to go below the horizon. In the winter, will take also longer, but not as long, as much longer. And depending on it also depends winter and summer. So we, based on that, you know, we calculate our numbers. That's where they come from. That's why I think Rabbeinu goes with 8.5 degrees as the actual degrees, and then that ranges over the year. It actually it ranges from, I think, 39 minutes to 49 minutes. It changes over the year. The time. Okay, Simon Shin Sadi Dalit, Svek Eruvai Madin. Okay, so this is, you know, really, really a hemshchik what we just did, and how we deal with the case of Suffolk. So, I mean, it's interesting how it's placed. I would have put the last difference in Shin Sadi Gimel and Shin Sadi Dalit. But, okay, again, I'm not sure, you know, how these things are decided, I'm not sure. Sovik Erev, Kagoyim. Sovik im hoya kaim ben Hashmoshes im lav. We're not sure if this Erev was intact ben Hashmoshes or not. So here we're taking it a step further. The first case before was, you put it down before ben Hashmoshes, and it was Nechel ben Hashmoshes. We say, okay, we make it. Okay, now I'll take it a step further. I put it down before ben Hashmoshes, and I'm not sure what happened to it. It's not there now. I don't know when it was eaten. It might have been eaten me by God. Might have been eaten ben Hashmoshes. And I walked there at the end of ben Hashmoshes, so by now, it wasn't there. So we say, you have a chazaka. When you put it down, it was vade there. So there's a concept called chazaka the maker, whatever was becomes reality, until we know that it changed, we assume it was still there. So the chazaka...
Well, what, didn't it change the chazaka when you didn't find it?
Right, so I put it down at 5 o'clock. I come back at 8 o'clock and it's not there.
Okay.
So when was it eaten? Was it eaten at 5:01 or 7:59? I have no idea. So what does Chazaka tell me? So Chazaka says we always assume the later point, unless I know otherwise. Once it becomes a vadai reality, then Chazaka the Mekara says, the same way in the Moshul, how Chazaka the Mekara says a woman's married to a Kohen, she's a Yisraelis, right? Mm-hmm. So she's allowed to eat truma.
Right.
Her husband goes out to work. So she has truma for lunch. Maybe her husband's dead. He has a cheskes chai. We know it was the last time we saw him, he was alive, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing changing it. Here we know that it's not there.
So now let's take it a step further. So then the chazaka says the following shaila, okay? Mikvah shenimdav. I checked the mikvah on Minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael is we empty out the mikvah, we check the mikvah for any leaks, etc. on Tisha B'av. Okay. And we fill it up again. That's the Minig Yisrael because nobody uses the mikvah on Tisha B'av. Right, so that's a good day. We know for sure that we're not having any problems. Anybody's using it, etc. So we checked the mikvah, we filled it up. We know vade that it's full. Come back a week later, and the mikvah is below the line. So when did it go below the line? Right. So I want to use chazaka to say that it went below the line just now, even though vade changed. The question is, when did it change? So the little chazaka. So over there, the Moor says, the problem is, what am I dealing with? I'm dealing with a Kalim, which is Tomei, let's say. So it had a Cheskes Tomei. So I have a Cheskes Tomei of the Kli versus a Cheskes Moli of the Mikvo. Then what do I do? That's a new Shaila. But we're not for the Cheskes Tomei of the Kli, the Moor says. The Cheskes Moli of the Mikvo, Chazaka the Meikar is stronger than Chazaka the Hashta. So Chazaka, if I have a choice of saying that the Chazaka of Mekara says it was true and the Chazaka of Hashem says it's not, I say that it happened at the last possible moment.
That's what we say.
That's what we say.
Why is this different than, let's say, you have a Shaykh, he checks the knife, and the knife has no pegimus on it, and then he starts shechting, he shechts 20 animals, and then after the 20th animal, then he checks it again and he finds a pogim. Don't we passel all those animals?
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. A meikra then could be not mechuyev to. That's a sugya gemara.
That's already hefsim. That's a hefsim meruba.
Right, exactly. There's a sugya gemara in the beginning of Kul in the first parak. Deals with that case. I don't remember all the details of the sugya, so I don't want to say it incorrectly. I would have to look it up again to get back to you on that. But the more it deals with the sugya, the more it handles that question. Why we do that. But in general, the assumption of Allah is that a chazaka the mekar is stronger than a chazaka the hashta.
Because I always use that in my mind as the example that that it goes the other way. Because I remember that we learned that if it's 20 animals go through, you got a problem because you don't know when the begima happened. Obviously, the knife is pogum now.
Right.
So, all right.
There's no chiluk, we would say, in that situation where we're talking that the concern is a derabbana or a deraisa.
In general, not. In my derisas, we chazaka works. I mean, the makor for chazaka is a gemara in chul in the first parak. The more says, you know, they don't chazaka the makor. So more says, the more goes to more says, well, here's the case. So the kohen goes and he checks the neg and the bias. He sees it's a certain size. Then he walks out of the bias. He sergah the bias. Comes back a week later, and the neg has changed size. Right? So halacha, based on that halacha, get smaller, bigger, he deposits the bias. Now, so the Mor says, one second, I need to ask you a question. He looks at the neg at 6 o'clock. He walks out the door, it's now 6:01, and he shuts the door. Comes back a week later, the neg is a different size. When did it change? So if it changed between 6 o'clock and 6:01, the what you're finding now might be the exact same size. And what the chalois of the din, the size of the nega is when you do the skira, when you shut the door, not when you look at it. So how does he know how big it was when he looked, when he shut the door? Maybe what he's seeing now was exactly the exact same size of what it was when he shut the door, or bigger or smaller compared to that. So how can he ever pass on the bias? Mm-hmm. Sarah says we assume that when he saw it at 6 o'clock and at 6:01, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's clearly different. Yeah, it happened now that it's different, but until then it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole makor for the din of chazaka l'mekor is in a case where it changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a subject of the bed, if it was there, benesh moshes or not. Subject of hoya, kai benesh moshes imla, av mutter. Who show you loicheskas kashrus? Again, shenicha sham, be'er besof. I definitely put it there, and I'm not sure what happened. Okay? Avim lahoya loicheskas kashrus. Again, subject of hunach sham, imla. See, when I'm saying second of Banalakula, that's when I knew for sure I was standing out okay, and now I'm not sure what happened. But in case, I don't know whether I said the shliach, I never even ever got there. So we have a chazaka shliach as a shechusa, right? By the rabbanos we're samech on that chazaka shliach as a shechusa. I said the shliach to make it for me. He never got back to me. I don't know what happened, right? But let's say I'm worried about. I heard that something happened to him on the way there, so I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different type of chazaka. You know, that's a halachah, right? So I don't know if there's ever was an error. Well, some of them are the kula. No. That we're not going to be made those for you. The real halachah will bring that there actually are places that disagree. Some of them are the kula means that you're allowed to assume misafik that there was an error. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nahalav. Safik im hoyikai min hashmoshes. Rutsu lermer. Shenechol or nisa for erev. When you do im hoyizek kaidim sheyitzkul ben hashmoshes or shehoyikayim bizman ben hashmoshes. It's destroyed. It's gone. It's been eaten. It's been burnt. I don't know when it happened. Now, and my possibility is maybe it even happened before Menesh Moshes. Because if it happened, definitely happened during Menesh Moshes, so then I have the last simon, which says, Menesh Moshes, you're okay. Right? If something happened to Menesh Moshes, fine. My problem is I'm not even sure if it was there even there Menesh Moshes. I don't know when it happened. Can somebody, who knows? Let's say the subject was whether it happened. Which means you're allowed to do it in a makam of safik. So safik, because safik run the kula. So say the same over here. Safik run the kula. The ain loyches is kashrus. So what do you see? You know, then the problem wasn't whether the eruv was intact or not. The question was, is this an eruv? If this is maitan, this is not an eruv. And we're makel. So what's the difference? The question is, when is this man, or where was the chayfis?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference? The sovik im hunach klal garet tveis. You have to say that we deal with a sovik if the whole concept existed. There is one is a halachic issue, it definitely happens. How does Allah look at this? It's yeah. One is, did it happen? I have no idea. So we're going to be more makar in that. And Arab. So now he used meat, and it turned out that the meat ended up being a suffix treifah. That's like we don't know if it was made or not. So he brings it. Some people argue. Listen, I might not be able to actually eat it because I'm a kibbutz machmer on a suffix treifah derisa. But it's not the chayvitz. Maybe it's really it's a mutter behemah. So I have a valid Arab. Well, it says, first of all, we're saying any case where it's a suffix in the actual Erev to start with, that doesn't work. And second of all, I need to have something right to eat. So we'll deal with the next question we're going to deal with is, let's say, I go on Shabbos and get the Rav to come and say, it's mutter. Becomes Erev, Belila. So during Minas Rosh, I was mechuyev midina not to eat it. Because I have a suffix, I have to not. So what halacha does that have? Now it's these bar freya really was mutter the whole time. So it was a bit valid here. So listen, that's very nice, but it wasn't a usable.
Okay when you used it.
We'll see later on in the siman, you know, how to pask in that case. And again, the bar halacha, he says that there's those persons who disagree with that. That they say that some of their bottom works. We don't make this differentiation like that or not. Okay, let's hold it here.